Proclamation number 5479 of 4th of September, 1952. Works of creation are solidified thoughts of God. I am present in every smallest living being, in every little plant, in every grain of sand, and there is nothing that is not inspired by me. There is nothing that is not permeated by my power that gives proof of myself. For nothing could exist without me, nothing could remain in existence, because my power alone ensures the existence of that which came forth from me. My power and my will brought into existence that which arose as a thought within me. My will consolidated all thoughts, and they became a form which endures until my will withdraws and the spiritual substance, the power from me, is turned into a new form. The form can change but the power within never more, ever, it can just increase and become effective in ever more colossal forms. Everything is power from me, yet the power can become effective in different degrees. And this depends on the purpose which my wisdom has recognized as expedient. For nothing is without meaning and purpose what I let come into being, and where a purpose is to be achieved my love and wisdom determines every process which serves the achievement of the purpose. I always make and create with this aim in mind, for all the phases from the beginning to the end appear before my eyes in a flash. And my will and my might carry out what love and wisdom recognize as purposeful. Whatever exists in the universe, nothing is created arbitrarily. My plan is determined in profound wisdom and my creative will won't diminish, ever. New creations will arise constantly because my immense power wants to be active and will only ever be active in such a way that an aim will be achieved in a positive sense. For the power emanating from me is love. Something unspeakably blissful, constructive and stimulating which can never let things arise which have a negative effect. Even though a negative success might seemingly be recognized but which, seen in the right light of realization, still is and remains positive. For there is nothing in which my power is not involved, though a negative will can use this power in a wrong way which I allow, but even then only with the certain aim of a one-time reversal of this free will permitted by me. For everything came into being in order to change a negative will, every visible creation work has the intended destiny of contributing towards changing a negative will into a positive one. And for this purpose I also dissolve material forms when they have fulfilled their purpose and form new ones again according to my will, but all of which have to serve my will in a positive way. To direct the spiritual with a wrongly directed will towards the final aim, which is a complete change of will. 9th of the 4th, 1952. But contrary to my will, creations can also be dissolved by the human being who, as being in the last stage of development in the possession of a free will, thus can now act either way, according to my will but against it also. The spiritual in the human being then does this under a bad influence, it subordinates itself to the will of the opposing power which, having a wrongly directed will itself, wants to work destructively whereas my power has a constructive effect. Such destroyed creations release the spiritual, bound within them, prematurely which thus needs new forms again in order to be able to continue its course of development. And now my will is at work again to create these forms for it directly or also indirectly by people who carry my will within themselves, being active in creating and shaping according to their ability. The ability to create and shape gives proof of the original power slumbering within them, it proves the origin from me. Yet the original purpose of the creatures which once came forth from me was a different one. and they must irrevocably fulfill this original purpose, even though it may take eternities until they have reached the aim. Thus everything was called into life by me. Yet not everything enjoys life. It sought death instead but cannot perish eternally. It can only remain in a state of death, as it were, but which shall be changed into life. Yet I am also present in the seemingly dead, in the most solid matter, that is, because it would not be visible to you if my power were not within it. It's just that its effectiveness is so small that this matter does not allow any change to be recognized for a long time. Yet since my power is never completely without an effect, it nevertheless brings about a change even if only after an infinite long time. In cases of a decrease of the resistance of the wrongly directed will, my will also intervenes with increased power, to the extent that God's single quote hyphen will destructions by natural forces thus give the spiritual substance the freedom in a shorter time, which then continues its course of development into new transformations of a lighter kind. My will is always decisive, and a certain order always underlies the emergence and passing away of my creation works, and my adversary is deprived of all power over creation works. But I gave a free will to the human being, the one of which can be turned towards my adversary just as well then towards me. And therefore my adversary uses his influence over the human being by trying to determine him to destroy that upon which he has no power. And he wants to destroy it because the spiritual in it matures and is lost to him who once drew it into the abyss from which I want to bring it back up again so that it can fulfill its original purpose, so that it can be permeated with an abundance of strength and now is inconceivably blissful. Amen.